Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Rick Alcantara. He's with Rick Alcantara Consulting, where he does public relations, digital marketing, and crisis communications. I have Kelly Stewart. She does strength-based approach to leadership with conversations worth having and appreciative inquiry. And I have Jonathan Gave. He is an engineer, project management training. He enjoys foreign languages, and he helps people create presentations in English, where English is their second language. The question I want to ask you, what causes employee disengagement and what can we do about it? Kelly, can you kick us off?
I want to jump right in with what comes to my mind every single time I think about this, because I'm strategy and engagement is a great way to get strategy going in an organization. So I look at numbers that have been virtually unchanged for most of my career. 70% of strategic execution fails, and 70% of employees are disengaged. I'm not a mathematician, but it seems to me it passes my test of reasonableness then that the 30% of people who admittedly feel close to their work and excited about it are helping to drive the 30% of strategic execution that succeeds. Mm. So it's not complicated mathematics, but I think that that's what makes this so worth exploring. Organizations tend to look outside for help when it comes to this, like, well, how are we going to make this strategy happen without looking inward and saying, what's working? What are we doing well? And there's only one place to go for that information, to your team, to your employees. Mm-hmm. They know. And it's about having conversations with them that really help elicit the stories that will inform that strategy.
And organizations tend to be externally focused to begin with because they're looking at profit margins, they're looking at the quarterly sales mm-hmm. goals, all these kinds of things. I think what really causes the breakdowns is a lack of trust. Mm-hmm. If employees feel that the messaging is not the right thing, if it's not relevant to them, if it's not timely, if it's not honest, if it doesn't really address what's in it for me, people are going to tune it out. And I think the biggest thing is, does what senior leadership say match with what the company says are their stated values and their mission statement? If it doesn't align, people are really going to tune you out because they say, why are you saying this? But up on the wall, it says that.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
I think disconnect and trust are very big things. When I think of times and situations where I've become disengaged, there was little relationship between what my management was saying and what people were actually doing, including they themselves. And okay, we're humans. If that happens once in a while, that's one thing. But if it happens repeatedly, or if too much time goes by between what someone is saying and what the company's doing, then I'm feeling that it's not really a genuine dialogue. It could be a genuine dialogue, but if it's not a topic of interest to me, if it's not a topic where I can contribute, then I also don't feel very engaged with the topic. Even if my brain says, okay, I understand why this accounting principle is very important to the company, not an accountant, so it's just not resonating with me. That in another part of engagement.
Mm. It was curious to me because companies will have plans to increase sales. They'll have plans to increase their customer base. They'll have plans to roll out some new technology. So they'll always have project plans. They always have a communication plan internally to say, this is how we're going to operate. This is how we're going to communicate. This is how we're going to get employees engaged.
And why?
Right. And many times the frontline managers who are really responsible for delivering a lot of the messaging don't have any kind of communication training or background. So they're kind of winging it. And that creates a lot of disconnect.
So I go back to, I spent 14 years in the corporate world as a peon before I ever had any college education. And I used to say, why don't they ask the peon who knows? And when I look back on it, what I realize is when they wanted me to treat the customer better than they were treating me, that created disconnect. Treat me at least as well as you want me to treat the customer.
Absolutely. And I think we're just living in a different point in time, right? I never judge what has helped people be successful to this point, because that was a different place in time. And we're in a time now where, and I find this with established leaders, the paradigm is still, as the leader, I should have all the answers.
Mm.
With all of the data that's out there, that's being constantly translated into information, there is very hard, I think, for any business leader, any one person, to have all of the answers. So it is about asking those better questions. And that brings me to words matter. So Rick, I think what you're saying about trust, saying, so what are you going to do about this, Rick, is really different from, hey, Rick, can you tell me where we are? What do you know so far about where this project is so far? When have we done something like this before that we could apply to what we're doing now? And what made that successful? Because even again, as the leader, I may not have all of that detailed data in my head, but the person that you're speaking to, Robin, I wish someone had come and talked to you. You were going to have very specific information in that corporation about what you do, how you had customer insights because you were closest to the customer.
Right.
So there's like this wealth of data out there that people seem to just be leaving. I think of them as stones unturned, right? There's so much under the unturned stones and we just walk past them because we're focused on those big rocks in our way, the external.
There's often distance between what senior leadership thinks employees want and what employees really want. And
yes.
It really comes down to me, it comes down to three things. Number one, is anybody listening to me? Number two, is anybody recognizing my achievements? And number three, are you giving me the tools to do the job you're asking me to do? And if you can't deliver on those three basic things, right, I'm going to feel disengaged.
In project management, one of the favorite things I'd like to say is, have we done this before or something similar? And what was the result? Whether someone asked that question or not, it's on everyone's mind.
Mm-hmm.
So if someone is talking about something, all employees are going to think, wait, this happened before or something very similar happened before. And these guys are going down the same path. So does that mean they didn't care? They didn't know? Although, frankly, although I heard what you said, Rick, that someone's making plans, and as a project manager, I do love that planning part, I notice frequently things aren't very well organized, and we don't have the institutional memory that we should have, or a way of documenting what happened in previous situations. And that lack of organization, I think, also leads to disengagement by employees.
Mm-hmm. And also, is the person who's delivering the message a credible source?
Mm-hmm.
So for example, if you did a study and you said, where do you prefer to receive your information? Most employees are going to say their direct supervisor, but you have to ask a more direct question. It's like, where do you prefer to receive information about benefits? Where do you prefer to receive information about the direction of the company? Those kinds of things are going to deliver very different answers. So again, it comes back to, are you providing the training to those individuals who are in a communications role to do what they need to do?
And I'm thinking about what you guys were saying about if we've done this before, and having now been on the other side doing organizational development and working with leaders, I can't tell you how often I go into organizations and the employees are like, they asked me these exact same questions 2 years ago. There was a huge thing that came out of it. They have a ream of paper somewhere where it's all printed on and they did nothing. Why am I bothering to talk to people about this? They don't change anything anyway.
Right.
So I think taking the information you have and making viable change with it that makes the employees feel like they're being listened to is going to lead to engagement. If you ask and then ignore, that's going to lead to disengagement.
Absolutely. And we've seen this many times. And one of the things, before we go in and do a study and do an employee audit or a communication evaluation, whatever, we say, are you going to act on this? Are you going to communicate their findings? And then are you going to tell people what you're going to do about it? Because if you're not, there's no purpose behind you doing this communication.
But they always
survey.
Say yes.
Yeah.
And then gently walk away from it. Just never hear about it again. I agree.
Mm-hmm. That's funny, Rick. I say the same thing to people when they hire me to teach project management to their employees. I say, now, this can cause problems, right? I said, I'm going to talk about an organized way to approach things. Are you going to do that? Are the bosses going to do that or not? If not, then maybe we shouldn't start because it's going to cause trouble for you.
I want to throw the word genuinely engage. If you've got leaders who do not want to genuinely engage their people and go through the process, whatever that is for them, they are unlikely to receive genuine engagement. It's garbage in, garbage out. If you genuinely want to engage someone, whatever that looks like in your culture, in your industry, with you specifically in your personality traits, you are more likely to receive some genuine engagement. And I think it's be on the leaders and who's ever in this position of management, the people you were referring to, Rick, who have to be a little creative and curious themselves about, hey, Jay, how can I make that happen? And you throw in a little dash of compassion, you might just get somewhere with it.
They need to be modeling behaviors too, because I can't tell employees, these are my expectations. And then the leadership does something completely different.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I see it with leaders. When I have clients who are leaders of companies that have stock, When they're in public, they have to know or it negatively affects their stock price. But if they bring that charisma and I have all the answers into the workplace, their employees are like, I can't work under that. And it creates disengagement. That is our 10 minutes. I'm going to cut us off there. So thank you so much. And I look forward to speaking to you each again very soon.
Thank you.